Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, this may be one of the most deliciously ironic things that I have ever read. Even when Donald Trump is engaging in brazen corruption, he still has to rip people off. He still has to short people because we're now getting reports that at Trump's $148 million meme coin dinner, where many people spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars to get access to the president is what they thought they were getting. But in fact, the food sucked. The security was so lax that it was kind of eerie, and Trump touched down in a helicopter, spoke for a few minutes, and left without speaking to anybody, which means that the access they were buying, quote-unquote access, was just funneling money into Trump's pockets for nothing. And here's the thing. Trump keeps making the argument that he was actually there in his personal capacity, not as the president of the United States, but the two are intrinsically combined. When you're the president, people are going to buy access not for your they don't want to get access to Trump, the person. They don't give a shit. They want access to the president of the United States, and they wanted to buy his ear so they could tell him, yo, like, ease any crypto regulations, make it easier for us to engage in corruption, but they got. It's like corruptionception right here. I mean, you guys saw the videos of this guy with the weird bunny mask walking inside. This is basically an implicit acknowledgement that what they're doing is wrong. When you're walking into the dinner and you're covering your face with a mask because you don't want people to know your identity, that means you know that buying access to the president is something that is corrupt, could result in a bunch of backlash, and is very likely illegal. So this dude walked in. I believe we know his identity now. I'll talk about this more later. But I do want to back up for 1 second before we read this article about the price of Trump's meme coin plunging, about the 220 attendees mainly being mad, and about Trump delivering a brief address and then dipping. Before we dig into this article, because we have firsthand accounts from some of the people there, I just want to back up and remind you all of perhaps the most egregious part of all of this. There are many, many egregious parts, but Justin Sun is someone who had been investigated by the SEC relentlessly for fraud, for market manipulation, for abuse of consumers. This is a terrible human being, and the SEC was about to come down on him, but the case was dropped in February. Right after Trump took office, the case was dropped. Justin Sun was too scared to step foot in the U.S. for years because he thought that he would immediately be arrested. Now, he stepped foot back in the U.S. to meet with Trump after donating a shit ton of money. Listen to this. We now know who won the contest to attend an intimate dinner with President Donald Trump to buy his cryptocurrency, and he's a familiar face to the SEC regulators and law enforcement officials. Justin Sun, a Chinese-born crypto entrepreneur, confirmed in an Ex Post Tuesday that he was behind the account labeled Sun that purchased the most Trump meme coin to sit at the president's table at a crypto-focused gala scheduled for Thursday. Well, the gala happened. Justin Sun bought his way in, and he got too. He didn't get anything. He didn't get the ear of Trump. He didn't get the ear of anybody. He got. Quote, honored to support POTUS and grateful for the invitation from Get Trump Memes to attend this gala dinner. Well, Justin Sun in particular hasn't come out and said that Trump is a piece of shit, but many of the people there, multiple people at this dinner have come out and said, Trump kind of just scammed us. Like, we didn't get anything out of this. And for 1 second, I just want to insert a quick moment of gratitude. I appreciate every single person that clicks on my videos, every single person that spends time with me on a day-to-day basis. Thanks for helping build this amazing community. We're speeding towards 1.5 million subscribers, so join the crew below. And thank you all. Again, I really do appreciate it. Let's continue. This says, critics have blasted Trump's dinner. Wait, let's back up for 1 second. The Trump administration is holding this dinner. Critics have blasted the dinner as potentially unconstitutional and a blatant opportunity for corruption. The Trump admin is not directly involved in the Trump coin, but the team around it. White House officials and insiders hold 80% of the liquidity, or they hold 80% of the stock, so they could just liquidize it immediately, therefore rug pulling everybody else. Now, let's go to the main article. The price of President Donald Trump's meme coin plunged 16% as of Friday morning, just hours after he hosted a black tie gala at his Virginia Golf Club for its biggest buyers. This means that after people spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars to get access, they immediately pulled their money out because they thought either I got what I wanted, which was, I guess, nothing, or I don't see the value in this. I'm just going to take my money back, or F this guy, give me my money back immediately. The price of Donald Trump's meme coin, one more time, plunged 16% after he hosted a black tie gala with an elite crowd that spent a combined $148 million on the token for the chance to be there. It was billed as, quote, the most exclusive invitation in the world. And it's like, this is just Squid Game. Is this not just Squid Game? Like, this dude is wearing a mask like it's Squid Games. All of these rich people come, and I don't know, the only thing that's missing is the abuse of vulnerable populations. Oh, wait, the big ugly bill is literally just abusing vulnerable populations. So they have everything. We're currently in Squid Game, the Squid Game reality. To continue right here, among the 220 attendees were crypto influencers, industry execs, Lamar Odin was there. The top 25 wallets were promised a private reception and guided tour. Others, such as 25-year-old Nicholas Pinto, whose dad drove him to the event in his Lamborghini, left underwhelmed and still hungry. Quote, the food sucked, Pinto said. Wasn't given any drinks other than water or Trump's wine. I don't drink, so I had water. My glass was only filled once. Welcome to the world of Trump, my friend. He's very cheap. Trump made only a brief appearance, Pinto said. Quote, he didn't talk to any of the 220 guests, maybe the top 25, he said. All in, the president was there for 23 minutes, Pinto said. Trump delivered a brief address, rehashing old crypto talking points, then left on a helicopter before taking any questions or pictures with his meme coin contest winners, he said. Phones weren't locked in RFID pouches, and security was lax, according to Pinto. Quote, once Trump left, they didn't really worry about anything else, which in and of itself is kind of a scary tell. Why is this not locked the hell down? Why are they not engaging in the normal security protocols? And the thing is, Trump also always has the goal to say, they're out for my life. Everybody's trying to attack me. Yet they just have lax security at events like this. It not only put him in danger, it puts the national security in danger of the United States. It says, the crowd's opulence was on full display. Quote, Richard Mille watches weren't even rare, Pinto said. I saw at least 16 people wearing them. I never see that unless I'm at a high-end restaurant in Miami or Dubai. I don't know. I feel like this kid is very, very spoiled. I'm getting that vibe from him. He's like, oh, Richard Mille watches weren't even rare, blah, blah, blah. But also, bro, he's a spoiled rich Trump supporter, so I really don't feel bad. Honestly, it's ironic. It's hilarious. But the vibe was more muted than expected, he said. Quote, lots of people didn't even hold the coin anymore. They were checking their phones during dinner to see if the price had moved. CNBC has reached out to Trump representatives for comment on the dinner. For lawmakers and regulators, the dinner set off alarm bells. The number one token holder was Chinese-born crypto mogul Justin Sun, which, again, is wild. Let's watch Aaron Parnas breaking this news.
We have some news right now. The influencers who attended Donald Trump's private crypto meme coin dinner are not happy. Apparently, they didn't get any access to the president. They were served Walmart steaks, according to one of the influencers. And these are people who invested hundreds of thousands of dollars into Trump's meme coin in order to get access to him. And while they left, not feeling too great. According to Fortune magazine, Nicholas Pinto was a 25-year-old social media influencer who accumulated more than $360,000 worth of Donald Trump's cryptocurrency to attend the, quote, unforgettable gala. He called the food, quote, trash, Walmart steak. He went on to say that everyone at his table was saying that this is the worst food that they've ever had. He also said that most of the people are sketchy, not gonna lie, and called the president's address pretty much like just straight up BS. Folks, these are people that paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to potentially meet the president, and they got nothing. And now they're upset about it.
Absolutely insane, the level of brazen corruption going on in the United States. If you appreciate the videos that we make, make sure you drop a like, subscribe. I love you all, as I said earlier in the video, and we'll be making more videos throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the years. Peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.